Watch with me, Jesus Vigil of the Hours. Part 2, The Guardian Action, Prologue. In a universe of absolute goodwill and perfection, it must be recognized that the freedom to choose, known as free will, has permitted mankind to depart from the perfection of God and to act as a creator in his own domain. Hence, there are sprung to manifestation along with the good men are wont to do, myriad forms and concepts which utilize divine energy to spawn a shadow veil of substance and thought which is distinctly antichrist in nature. As the warning sounded for those who beware of the antichrist, so mankind in this hour of trial must understand that the earth has a very old residue comprising the energy records of past history. These have been sustained largely through custom, and they exist as a temporary force of evil until challenged by the power of light, for evil has no permanent reality except in the continuous misqualification by mankind of the pure energies of God released to all daily. The reactivation and revitalizing of ancient foci of evil is accomplished then by contemporary man, in most cases inadvertently, but in accord with a scheme perpetrated by the hordes of shadow, who have to the present hour refused to bend the knee and acknowledge the power of light in their own beings, or to confess the divinity of Christ's radiance as the divine mediator between God and man. And therefore in heaven, Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was there a sound anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. A guardian action to protect the children of the light must be effected daily and hourly. This includes the protection of right action, that it might succeed for and on behalf of each individual and the planet